From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department is warning Americans abroad to be on alert for possible protests against the U.S. after a Florida church announced it would burn copies of the Quran this Saturday. Ahead of that, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports governments worldwide warned burning the Quran could fuel Islamist extremism.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the Obama administration is urging the pastor to reconsider plans to commemorate 9/11 by burning the Muslim holy book.
He's facing an unequivocal message that this is not a good thing. This does not represent the United States, the values we hold. And that it could potentially put at risk Americans overseas.
The State Department issued a travel alert that says demonstrations have already taken place in several countries, including Afghanistan and Indonesia. Embassies in Jordan, Algeria, Syria, and Indonesia have also put out special warnings to Americans there to be on alert. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
As the White House monitors developments in Florida this Saturday, it's also watching to see if Iran delivers on its promise to release American Sarah Shore the same day. She is one of three American hikers imprisoned in Tehran over a year ago on espionage charges. The government is calling the release an act of clemency to mark the end of Ramadan. A U.S. appeals court in Washington, D.C. has lifted a lower court ruling that temporarily blocked federally funded research using embryonic stem cells. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the reprieve itself might also be temporary.
A three-judge panel lifted the August 23rd injunction that brought most embryonic stem cell research funded by the National Institutes of Health to a halt after it was appealed by the Justice Department. Government officials had argued that even a temporary stop could set back the promising science. But the appeals court said its ruling allowing the research to proceed is a temporary one. It wants more time to examine the government's case and that of the plaintiffs in the underlying lawsuit, a pair of adult stem cell researchers. They argue the Obama administration's policy violates an existing congressional ban on research that harms embryos. A further decision is expected later this month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Firefighters in Colorado are bracing for more erratic winds as they tackle flames in the foothills west of Boulder. Thousands of people are unable to return home. But Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports that some rain over the past day has allowed crews to contain 30% of the blaze.
Light rain showers have helped firefighters get some containment on the blaze. It's by no means controlled, though. Fire crews are expecting more bad weather tonight when wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour are in the forecast. Those gusty winds on Labor Day first blew this fire out of control, eventually burning nearly 170 homes. Fire officials say that number could still climb, as the entire burned area has still not been surveyed.
This is NPR. U.S. and Iraqi forces are continuing their hunt for four prisoners who escaped from a maximum security facility just outside of Baghdad. As NPR's Jonathan Blakely reports, the escapees are believed to have terrorist links.
The prisoners escaped late Wednesday from a facility formerly known as Camp Cropper. U.S. military spokesman General Jeffrey Buchanan says they're investigating.
We're working in concert with the Iraqi security forces to continue to search for them and working to bring closure. Obviously, it's regrettable.
The escapees, who have ties to Al-Qaeda, are four of about 200 prisoners who are considered dangerous and, at the request of the Iraqi government, remain in U.S. custody. The rest of the 1,500 prisoners were transferred to Iraqi authority in July. Just a week after that handover, four other prisoners managed to escape. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
The U.S. Navy says it's detaining nine suspected pirates who allegedly hijacked the German-owned Magellan Star off the Somali coast yesterday. The U.S. Fifth Fleet says Marines raided the ship before dawn and reclaimed control. Texas Governor Rick Perry has issued disaster declarations for 40 counties affected by Tropical Storm Hermine. Rick Perry conducted an aerial tour of flooded parts of central Texas today. Separately, authorities have suspended their search for two swimmers who've been missing since yesterday and are feared dead. The trade deficit shrank more than expected in July. Government reports the gap narrowed 14% to under $43 billion. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 28 points at 10,415. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.